Hi, this is Barry Donovan with First Impression Warrior. Thank you for joining us. First Impression Warrior is designed for you, the warrior that's on the front lines creating great first impressions for your clients. Whether you're a graphic designer, freelancer, whether you're an agency or a print shop, we're here to help you grow your business. Now, let's get right to our podcast. Welcome to First Impression Warrior. In this episode, I'm going to talk about being a professional or a pretender. And you'll understand a little bit more about that once I get into the story that I'm going to share with you. This is all based on a conference that I attended last year and a talk given by a speaker and author, Elizabeth Gilbert of Eat, Pray, Love. Well, I was at the How Design Live conference. It's for creative professionals from around the globe in Chicago last year. And the topic of her talk was thoughts on creative living. But her message and her story applies to anyone trying to reach their goals. So here are some takeaways from Ms. Gilbert's presentation. And as you'll see, they involve taking a really deep look inward and being willing to make sacrifices to get where you want to be. So Ms. Gilbert shared a story of a conversation just after she graduated from college between her and an informal mentor who was a successful writer, which caused a very, very bright light to go off in her head. And I'm not going to attempt to repeat the story word for word, but I'm paraphrasing here and you'll get the gist. Excuse me. So when her mentor asked her how her writing was going, Ms. Gilbert replied, "Not well. I have to work several jobs, and when I get home, my roommates are always partying, and I have no time to write." Well, the mentor then asked her what her favorite TV show was, and Ms. Gilbert replied, "Seinfeld," to which the mentor answered, "Oh, it must be nice to have time to watch TV." Next, the mentor asked, "What magazines do you read?" And Ms. Gilbert replied, "Oh, several, I guess. Vogue and a few other I can't recall." But again, the mentor commented, "It must be nice to have time to read magazines." Next, the mentor said, she recalled Elizabeth saying she and her friends were renting a cottage at the Jersey Shore for a week or two. I don't remember the exact, but in the upcoming summer. And commented, "It must be nice to have time to spend a week or more at the beach on vacation." At this point, Elizabeth saw what her mentor was trying to convey. The mentor went on to say, and I paraphrase, "Elizabeth, you're not a writer. You're a pretender, pretending to be a writer, and you will not be going to the beach this summer, because if you do, our little talks will be over." The point was, if Elizabeth wants to be a writer, then she needs to stop pretending and make the difficult sacrifices it takes to get her where she wants to be, right? So she didn't go to the beach that summer. In order to stop pretending and start finding the time to get the job done, Elizabeth had to learn how to say no and focus on her goal. And we all can relate to that. She needed to put her priorities first and her friends and that other stuff second. So how did she do this? Well, first, she took an attitude of, "I don't care." If something wasn't going to get her to her goal, she ignored it. Think about your own life or someone you know. How much time do you or they spend on Facebook reading or commenting on things that have no direct impact on you, your life, or your goals? In addition to the time wasted, you're also inviting unwanted stress into your life. You know, especially now with the presidential campaign this year and all the garbage that comes with that on both sides of the fence, this is unwanted stress in your life. So adopt an attitude of "I don't care" and see how much more relaxed you and your life become. Now, Ms. Gilbert also talked about setting boundaries around the things we consider sacred. That could be the time you spend each day connecting with other professionals on LinkedIn, or your quiet time in the morning or evening when you like to read, write, paint, exercise, or whatever it is you find important enough to block out, and that's the key, block out any distractions, thus helping you to get to where you want to be. Now, we all have time during the day that we function at our best. So figure out that time and dedicate it to the activities you find sacred, your priorities. Don't let anything interrupt you or take this time away. So a quick recap. First, are you a pretender? If so, admit it and change that right now. Commit to changing that right now. 2, learn to say no. 3, focus on your priorities first and foremost. 4, adopt an I don't care attitude. 5, determine the best time of day for you. And 6, set boundaries on that time and don't let anyone or anything hijack it. Now, I hope this has been helpful. I hope you're able to glean some useful information from what I've shared with you today. And I wish you all the best in implementing all of the items I mentioned. So, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening. And please share our podcast with others if you found it of value. If you're interested in learning more about our platform, Businessware, a platform that allows you to host, manage, and publish your custom-designed digital business cards, please visit visibledigitalsolutions.com. Thank you again, and go make it a great first impression.